I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thanks for being here today. We begin the show in Germany, a nation still on edge after Monday's truck attack in Berlin. 12 people died and many more were wounded in that attack. It also raised a lot of questions about Germany's security. For starters, police there are still looking for their main suspect in the attack. Officials have identified him as a Tunisian man in his early 20s named Anis Amri. They say he could be armed and dangerous, and they've offered a reward for information leading to his arrest. German news reports also say that Amri had applied for asylum in Germany, but had been rejected. That last part, his immigration status, is bound to fuel an already intense debate in Germany. Germany already has a large population of people who've been given deportation orders, but they aren't going anywhere anytime soon. Here's The World's Matthew Bell from Berlin.
Authorities put about 50 Afghans on a charter flight last week out of Frankfurt Airport. It's a sign that Germany is starting to send people back to Afghanistan, but not without protest. Demonstrators at the airport say Afghanistan is too dangerous and that Germany should not be sending people back there. Here's the problem, though. More than 12,000 people from Afghanistan have been given deportation orders in Germany, but in the first half of this year, only 18 were actually deported. This is the state-run prison in the town of Eisenhüttenstadt, about 80 miles east of Berlin. It's a deportation center, sort of a last stop for people who've lost their bid for asylum. The director of the facility, Peter Wassum, showed me around.
So this is a sport room.
Exercise room, yeah.
Exercise room, yes, exactly. We have it like quite the same on every station.
So this side of the prison is empty, no
this
prisoners.
Is empty, yes.
In fact, the prison is mostly empty. It can hold about 100 people, but only 12 were being held there on the day I visited. This is a reminder of how deportation in Germany is costly and time-consuming, and it's incredibly complicated.
Of course, you have to deport, because if you don't deport, nobody's leaving voluntarily. So you have to think about it that way. And that's what I always say. It's not a nice place, a prison, of course. We are trying our best to make them a human living in here. But you also need the prison to show up you are confident about deportation. You are strong.
In 2016, Wassum says he deported about 170 people and helped with about 500 voluntary departures. Now, this is just one deportation center. Close to a million people have entered Germany in the last year or two, and more than half of them have applied for asylum and been rejected. That means they're facing deportation under German law. But at the current rate, it would take decades for that to happen.
Das kann so nicht bleiben. Aber dazu müssen
It can't stay that way, says Armin Schuster. He's a member of the German parliament with the Christian Democrats, the party of Chancellor Angela Merkel. And Schuster says there needs to be a more honest political discussion about what to do with hundreds of thousands of migrants who are supposed to be deported.
Glaube ich, wenn man die Deutschen sieht und ihre Mentalität.
Schuster says, when you look at the German mentality, on one side, there is great humanity and respect for people's well-being. But on the other hand, Germans value order, discipline, and law. You can't deny this, he says. And if you ignore the law, it creates great tension in German society. Schuster says he has a plan to tighten procedures along Germany's borders. But he admits that there are still numerous hurdles for deporting people who've been rejected for asylum. He says those people can always throw away their documents and make it harder to identify them. If they get sick or get pregnant, they are often not deported. And he says they can also move to a liberal district like Berlin, where local officials are reluctant to put people on a path to deportation, and they can remain on public assistance. The far-right Alternative for Germany party, or AfD, is already making political hay out of this issue. AfD supporters say this week's deadly attack on a Christmas market in Berlin was the direct result of Angela Merkel's lax policy on immigration. But as someone who actually carries out deportations, Peter Wassum told me, there's something that he hopes members of the German public keep in mind.
The most important thing is to make sure we are talking about human beings. Like us. And we need to make sure that those who are harming us, those who are not supposed to be here, leave the country. But we have to make sure that those who need support, who need our help, who need to stay here because they would be killed or tortured in their home countries, stay here. And that needs time, that needs people to decide on that. And what would we do if we were born somewhere else?
For The World, Matthew Bell, Berlin.